I want to read from the last published book and then end with some poems that have not yet been collected. And after that poem about a bird, I want to read a poem called Birdie, which was the name of an aunt of mine. You don't think anything that I know of, but as for me, when I think of you, I don't know how many of you there are, and I suppose you thought there was just the one. How many times you may have been born, as my father's other sisters would say, in your body, nobody is interested in things like that in the family. Somebody wrote down, though, that you was born one time on April 20, 1874, so that my grandmother at that occasion was 13, and the hardest thing to believe in that account, as I think of it, is that she was ever 13 years old. The way we grew up to hide things from each other. So she had a little baby at that age, and that was you, Birdie. That was one of you, did you know? It presents a different picture of my grandmother from the one I was brought up to. That was the you she had when she was 13, which goes a long way to explain her Puritanism and your gypsy earrings and all the withered children who came after and their scorn of your bright colors and your loud heart. And maybe even your son, who was delicate and an artist and painted heads of Jesus on church walls where they crumbled and could not be moved, and you're having a good time and dying in Arizona. Except that, as everybody knew, that you was nothing but a mistake in the writing, and the real Birdie came along when Grandma was into her 20s and she had her firstborn, a little baby girl, which explains nothing. Puritanism, earrings, the children who came after, your son, the frail artist, the crumbling heads of Jesus, the having a good time and dying in Arizona. That was the you I met one morning in summer, whom nobody could explain, for you was different. Inviting all them so unexpected and not heard of for so long, your own mother, younger brother, younger sisters, new nephew, to breakfast, laughing and waving your hands with all the rings, and them not listening, saying they was in a hurry to drive farther and see the family, and you going on telling them everything there was to eat.